In its opening hearing on a bill setting up a university-level scholarship program the governor is sponsoring this year, the House Finance Committee today spent much of its time focusing on the costs and shortfalls of providing the required four-year curriculum that will fall on local school districts. The current plan would require students to earn a minimum grade average of C after 4 years of study in math, language arts, and science, and 3 years of social studies. In smaller schools, that entire course of study is not always available. Education Commissioner Larry Ledoux says he recognizes the problems of delivering the program to smaller school districts, but he says those districts are already successfully using distance education programs.
We find a lot of creativity. What we do find is that some schools offer all 4 years and some schools do not. But what I find common in all schools throughout the state when you ask students what they're going to do when they leave high school, and almost all of them will say, I'm going to college or tech school. They all have the dream. If we continue to create a dream in a child and do not deliver the programming necessary, then we set students up for failure.
Ledoux did not estimate the cost of bringing all schools up to the scholarship standards. Haines Republican Bill Thomas pointed out that it puts small schools at a disadvantage, at least in the early years.
I want to see that this scholarship program starts when everybody is eligible. I don't think we should let other school districts have the advantage over others. This is supposed to be a level playing field, and yeah, I can see us trying to do something, but do it before other people are ready to go forward, I think would be wrong. And that's only began because I come from the rural part of Alaska and may be disadvantaged.
The bill was held in the committee with no further hearings scheduled.